Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But think about this. The gospel, what's the scripture, Matthew 24, right? He says that the gospel will be preached. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all, and then the end will come.
That's right.
That's right after Jesus going, I don't even know the time. I don't even know. Only the Father knows the time. The creator of the universe knows the time he's going to do this, but we can see the signs. And look at these signs. So the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all, which means if you get a Bible in the hands or access to every single person on the face of the earth, we're near, folks. That time is close. John, talk to us about Wycliffe.
Wycliffe translators, they're now reporting that
What do they translate?
They translate the Bible, okay, in all these different languages. In fact, there's about 7,000 different languages. Amazing, right?
Wow. And Wycliffe is actually the name of the man that, if you haven't heard yet, America, How We Got Here and How We Stay Here. It talks about this brave man that was willing to take the Latin version of the Bible and translate it into the common plowman's language. And today, his fruit, today, like what you're talking about, that's who he's talking about. So when you talk about Wycliffe, it's not a corporation. It is a legacy of this man, Wycliffe, which is powerful. They dug this man, I believe this is the man. When they saw what he did, the people who were holding the word of God captive and they didn't want men to have it, I believe they dug him out of his grave and his manuscripts. They burned his body and his ashes. They and they scattered his ashes on the River Swift. Do you know what? Listen to what John's saying about Wycliffe, because it's God. Look what's happening right now.
Amazing. 5.8 billion people. Now, the world's population is about close to 7 billion people, but 5.8 billion people now are getting the scriptures, God's holy word, the Bible, in their own first language, native language tongue, which is pretty remarkable. There's about more than 28 different languages that they're trying to, you know, get all fulfilled and taken care of, but their goal is every single language, the Bible to be translated by 2025. That is their goal.
That sounds like a date that I've been hearing prophetically. I mean, there's something. I mean, they obviously can't name dates for nothing like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But man, this is some interesting days. Yeah. You know,
talking about exponential growth. The reason why they've been able to do this: the previous year they had the Bible translated, where 4.9 billion people were able to read the Bible in their first language. But just 1 year later, that number grew by 1 billion people, which is phenomenal. And the reason they were able to have this massive growth is because of modern technology, computers. They've been able to take these languages, and they've put them now where they can kind of use all the computers and all the different, you know, resources that we have, and they can blend certain words and certain languages are similar, where this process painstakingly took years just to get, you know, one book or, you know, a few pages. Now they're able to move at a rapid pace. But even still, with all the technology that is available, I mean, the goal is 2025. So we want to continue to pray. But this is absolutely amazing. Wycliffe Global Alliance, and this is the Christian Post reporting, that it's comprised of 120 organizations from more than 60 nations. So they're all working together. So this is by no stretch of the imagination a very small project. This is a large project with a lot of people involved, and I just think it's amazing. And not only that, too, but now you're able to have the Bible on your app and on your iPad and all these different devices. But the folks that put the YouVersion together, I believe is Life Church, I mean, they have made a tremendous progress. Hundreds of millions of people now around the world are able to have a digital format of a Bible right there in their hand at any given moment.
Don't we have some access on our links area how to get to these?
We sure do. We sure do. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the links button, and you'll find those resources there for you. But it's amazing. We want to continue to support them in any way we can. You can always pray, but also you can always financially support and, you know, give towards that. It's the Bible.
It is the Bible. And sometimes, you know, that, think about this, the only Bible that people are going to read maybe the Bible that they see and read in you. And that's why it's so important standing with VFN-TV, the daily radio program, because you have people that are legalists that say that if you didn't read John 3:16, then you don't know Jesus. But the truth is, if somebody read to you John 3:16 and you received Jesus Christ in your heart, you're saved. I mean, that's, if you make that decision to make him the Lord of your life, it's not if it has to come through text. It literally has to come through experiencing the truth. Jesus, the Word of God tells us that God chose through what was spoken to be able to actually, it's called the foolishness of what's spoken, to be able to win men to him. And so think about that. By standing with VFNTV, by partnering with VFNTV and Daily Radio Program, you are helping to fulfill the Great Commission, and you are part of that. So when you stand before God, you can say, I did keep the conversation light. You said you commanded us to be the light of the world, and I stood with VFNTV. And for that, of course, you go to VFNTV.com, you know, say partner now, click on there, and it'll walk you through the prompts right there. But for any amount, we have a lot of thank yous available for you right there. Some great green room things that only our partners get, our guests get a chance to speak to you, things that we share with you, specials that are in there, teachings, you know, to go deeper. I mean, just to say thank you, gratitude to our partners and our sponsors. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.